"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Ugh, another pointless video call where nothing gets done. I think you're on mute, David.
Sorry. What did I miss?
IT just approved Miro for the whole company.
Miro? That's the...
online whiteboard for team collaboration. We can make these long video meetings so much shorter with Miro boards. We can share ideas, feedback, and updates on them whenever. Actually see what we're talking about.
It's all online.
Miro will make our flexible work setup so much easier. With one virtual space for our brainstorms, projects, presentations.
Oh, that sounds kind of amazing. So I don't need to wake up for 6 a.m. calls with the London office anymore.
Now you're getting it.
Don't let time zones get in the way of your team working well together. See why 99% of the Fortune 100 trust Miro to get good work done from anywhere. Get your first three boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
All right, in about 15 minutes, there'll be another keyword. That is still going here on KFI. You just have to enter it at the website, KFIAM640.com, and you do have a shot at that $1,000. A big story today is at the L.A. County Registrar of Voters in Norwalk, where the people behind the recall effort against the L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon are turning in truckloads worth of signatures to try to get them all certified and put this on the ballot. We have KFI News' Steve Gregory covering the event, so let's go there and see what we can learn.
Steve, what's the big number?
Yeah, hey guys, just about 10 minutes ago, a rental truck just pulled up. In the back, dozens of boxes packed to the rim, sealed up in tape, and organizers say that represented 717,000 signatures.
717,000. They needed 567,000 about.
So that's 569,000 valid signatures, I believe, is what they need.
All right, so they got almost 140,000 extra.
Right, and so they just literally 10 minutes ago pulled up about 130, 150 people here on hand, American flags, banners, posters, chanting, and you know, right here in front of the registrar's office, there's a little bit of a curve here in the parking lot, and that's where everyone's stationed or staged at, and then the truck pulled up and then stopped. They popped open the back. Everyone got to take pictures of the boxes and got to take a look. And then they closed the truck up and then drove around to the back where they're going to unload the boxes and officially hand them off.
Did any criminals show up to support Gascon?
Well, no, but I did right at 3 o'clock, just as Deborah was doing news, got a release from Prosecutors Alliance California. Are you familiar with them?
No.
The headline, Prosecutors Alliance Statement on Million-Dollar Misinformation Recall Attempt of George Gascon.
Oh, yeah, let's see who they are, Prosecutors Alliance.
Max Szabo.
Wait a second.
Oh, wait a minute. What?
Is he there?
Max Szabo.
Yep.
Well, wasn't he involved with Gascon's campaign or something?
Yeah. And last I heard was with one of those agencies in San Francisco.
Yeah, and in fact, I think there were two prosecutors around the state that said that they had some... they didn't like this recall effort. One of them was probably Chesa Boudin.
Oh,
I think there's another.
Yeah. I'm on their website. Yeah, they got a video supporting Chesa Boudin.
Yeah, so here's the quote. After trafficking in fear and misinformation since the day George Gascon took office, a recall effort bankrolled by fringe conservatives has submitted signatures in an attempt to force an off-cycle election.
Fringe conservatives.
It's a power grab fueled by the same political operatives and mega donors that put Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell in office.
So the 717,000 people that signed these petitions.
California is such a Trump hotbed.
L.A. County especially.
Yeah, that's another hotbed of conservatism.
What was the vote in L.A. County in 2020 for Trump versus Biden?
Isn't it shocking how many Republicans showed up in San Francisco to recall Biden?
So, at this point...
they're insane! They really are insane!
How does this work, Steve? Yeah, they just wheel all the petitions into the offices and hand them over to somebody?
They've got some registrar officials in the back in a kind of a loading area. They'll offload the boxes. They'll get a receipt, basically, verifying that they received them. And then they'll have 30 days, the registrar's office will have 30 business days in which to validate the signatures. After the signatures have been validated, then they'll announce whether or not, and this will be through whatever the election law is, it will be either an election, special election, which could happen early next year, or it'll be on the ballot in November.
717,000 signatures seems like a lot to inspect. Are they going to do a sampling and see what the hit rate is?
Well, I talked to registrar officials here a few moments ago, and they were talking unofficially, just kind of bantering back and forth, because trying to figure out what the process is. And they said that they will have teams that will work, you know, they said they'll have hundreds of people working to validate these signatures. Based on that statement, presumably, they are going to count every signature, or they're going to validate every signature.
They're going to work, 24 hours a day?
I guess.
Weekends included? Because 30 days is not much time.
I think August 16th or August 17th is when they have to have the final number. And from there, the ballot will be very similar to what the governor recall ballot looked like. You know, the first question will be, do you want to recall Gascon, yes or no? And if so, who do you want to replace them? That's kind of the way that this ballot will be.
But they've never had a recall this size in LA County.
No.
So this is the most signatures collected outside of a governor's recall.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are they equipped for this?
Well, again, registrar...
I mean, there's no... It's not like voting, where a lot of voting is electronic, right? So you can... Obviously, the votes get counted very quickly.
Not so much anymore.
Less so with the mail-in ballots, but still... Yeah. This is, everything's got by hand. They got to look at the signature, and they've got to compare the address, see if they're registered.
Right. Well, I have an official request in with registrar, because you got to go through all of the, you know, muckety-muck stuff to get that official answer, because these folks that I spoke with were not authorized to speak on the record. But they were giving me a kind of an overview of how the process works. They said they'll have hundreds of people working to meet the deadline.
Where did they get these hundreds of people?
Well, presumably they're all employees here. I don't know whether they tap into county offices.
What do they do all day otherwise?
What do they do the rest of the time, yeah.
How do you get hundreds of employees available for a whole month?
Well, that means no one's going to get married in L.A. County for a month.
Oh, that's right. They're all going to be diverted over to the...
All the marriage certificate people are going to be counting ballots.
Oh, probably the death certificates, the birth certificates, everything.
And you know what's interesting is there was a couple out here. This woman was in a white wedding dress with her groom, and they were standing out on the sidewalk watching all this go on. And I thought to myself... Well, now there's a benchmark. Honey, remember the day we got married was the day the recall signatures were delivered?
That's right. Exactly. Is there a good media showing to cover this?
Yeah, everybody's here. I mean, every major news outlet, Fox News Channel's here. They've got all the locals, print folks, the Spanish-speaking media. Yeah, everyone's here.
This is a big deal.
And Korean press, Chinese press. And there was one other language I couldn't make it out, but
it better be Spanish language.
Oh yeah, they're here. Univision's here.
Wow.
So big showing for media here.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much for the coverage. Maybe we'll check back later if anything crazy happens. If you turn that down for me, Eric, thank you. Scratching out the numbers quickly. If you have 717,000 signatures, right, and 80% of them are certified, that means a 20% fail rate, you still have more than you need. You'll have about 574,000. And, of course, they need about 567,000 to put this on the ballot. So you can even go a little beyond the 20% rejection rate, just a little. But that's about where we'll stand on this.
No, it's a good number, and I think they've been very careful. This is professionally run, and they have done pre-vetting of most of the signatures. So we ought to get what happens is people sign twice, or they don't realize they don't live in L.A. County and they're not eligible, right? People live in maybe border towns.
Yeah, that's what they said, that mail out that they did. Some people might have signed those petitions that came in the mail about a month ago and not realizing they had already signed one.
Right.
Either through the online or at a desk that they saw outside a store. And they're probably going to get thrown out to be counted twice. But we don't know whether or not they're doing the sampling or they're going to go through all 717,000 signatures yet, do we?
No, I had heard for one of the recalls years ago, and I don't remember specifically which one, that the protocol was they'd look at 10% of the signatures, randomly selected. And if they had a good enough acceptance rate, then they would just approve the whole package.
Right.
And say, okay, you know, the spot check shows that you're well in range of this working, and just not to have to waste the 30 days and all that effort.
37 different cities around LA County voted no confidence in Gascon. And again, he started with the no death penalty. Then he has this ban on transferring juvenile delinquents to adult court. And the biggie, we think, prohibiting filing sentencing enhancements in most cases. And the thing you need to know about the two El Monte police officers who were killed, the guy that killed them, Justin Flores, had a strike on his record. And Gascon had a policy until it was struck down by a court that we'd ignore it. Ignore it, even though the law says they got to go back to state prison. They commit an offense while they're on probation, like having a gun.
Yeah, that was...
He told them to ignore strikes. It was a blanket. So Gascon has been running around saying, well, we looked at him and we decided he didn't have a violent background. No, that's not what happened. It was a blanket policy. You got to understand that. That's why this man is dangerous.
And, you know, that's a perfect example of what we were talking about earlier. What could change the dynamic of an election in November for mayor of L.A. or a city council person? Bad stuff is going to keep happening. Gascon, that was the worst of them all. To have two cops murdered and to find out that the perpetrator was given that huge break by Gascon and that judges had told him that action was illegal. I mean, that was a killer for Gascon. That really was. Because now you have dead cops. No, nobody wants to see dead cops. Nobody.
No,
and except, you know, Gascon's followers maybe don't mind. But that's the thing. I mean, they had a spike up in signatures in the final weeks because of that story. And maybe that ultimately provides the cushion that gets them over the top.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good cushion, but you never know. All right, when we come back, we will give you the keyword that you can enter at the website and possibly win $1,000. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, repeating big story. 717,000 signatures have been turned in to the LA County Registrar of Voters. That's a pretty good cushion to get this on the ballot, the recall of George Gascon. All right, more coming up in a moment, but here we go.
Now, your chance to win $1,000.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website.
Grand. That's grand, G-R-A-N-D.
Enter it now at KFIAM640.com/cash.
Powered by Sweet James Accident Attorneys.
If you're hurt in an accident, winning is everything.
Call the winning attorneys at Sweet James.
800-500-5200.
That's 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
Winners will be notified by email. Check your junk or spam folder to see if you won. Listen to KFI for the winning keyword every weekday from 9 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. Next chance to win is 4:20 and then 5:20 here on KFI.
All right. Well, do you think there's any chance we can get Gil Garcetti out of retirement to run in the recall to replace Gascon? What do you think? Want to get behind that?
He's busy lobbying Biden.
Yes, to try to get his son to India. Please, take him out of the country.
I wonder who's going to run. I think there might be some deputy DAs who've been very public about opposing.
Could be some of the ones we've talked to over the months.
I think so. I heard one name yesterday, somebody who's been on television. I think we've had him on too. But we'll see. We'll see. There'll be real guys running against him. I can't imagine how frustrated and angry these guys have been for the last year and a half dealing with Gascon. Gascon's end is coming.
I just don't want to be too confident because we've seen these registrar hijinks before, and I think this is a pretty good cushion.
Who is the county registrar?
But I heard one other stupid elections expert say, oh, it could be a 30% rejection rate. We've seen that in many cases.
They just make stuff up. I've never seen that.
Oh, the registrar, we've talked about him before. He came from the state of Washington or somewhere?
Oh, is he he had some scandal up in the Seattle area, I think.
That's right, yes. Yeah, I forget his name off the top of my head. Oh, let's spend a few seconds with somebody who's stuck on repeat. It's unbelievable. Like, every week or so, there's a Joe Biden miscue to have fun with. Lately, it's been a lot of Vice President Kamala Harris. She was just on your side of town, John, for the July 4th weekend, because I heard them say that they were closing the roads to get her to the airport. Where she ended up yesterday was in Chicago. She had some event, but then she made her way to Highland Park. And, of course, that's where the mass shooting took place that killed 7 people and wounded over 30. She decided to stand there at a media event and address what happened. And this is part of what came out.
We got to take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously. The whole nation should understand and have a level of empathy to understand that this can happen anywhere in any peace-loving community. And we should stand together and speak out about why it's got to stop.
Wow.
Seriously was used 1, 2, 3, 4 times, I think, the first 10 seconds.
And a couple of understandings. And I love how, in the end, she says we have to stand together and speak out. Standing together and speaking out does not accomplish anything. Seriously.
Take this stuff seriously as you are, because you have been forced to have to take it seriously.
Jesus, what's wrong with her brain?
Isn't that usually what a teenage girl says? Some of them say, besides, seriously.
I just can't believe that. Seriously now.
Oh, all right. We had apparently a possible mass shooting in Richmond, Virginia. You don't hear about these stories because the mass shooting didn't happen, but the Richmond chief of police says that one of the locals picked up a phone after overhearing a conversation that there was a mass shooting being planned in Richmond. And wouldn't you know it, in this case, the two men arrested are illegal aliens. 52-year-old Julio Alvarado -Dubon and 38-year-old Roman Baracasel were arrested and charged being in possession of a gun. They apparently wanted to do a mass shooting at Richmond, Virginia's July 4th celebration on Monday. And again, I'm saying you don't hear these stories because there wasn't a mass shooting. There are some mass shootings that are stopped. They don't make the news because they don't occur.
They should make the news, because if somebody called in and said, I heard something, and they stop a real threat, well, we should know what this person did, because this ought to be encouraged. You know, we have such a nation of busybodies for some things. Remember during COVID, there were people snitching. You know what? There's a bar down the street, and it's
what about the water usage?
Oh, the water usage. Yeah, you know, my neighbor.
I have a water waster down the street. They're not the correct address for this day of the week to run to sprinkle their lawn.
They're an odd-numbered house, and it was an even-numbered day, and that's right. Their sprinkler was running, and the sprinkler's only supposed to run 10 minutes, and I timed it. It was running 12 minutes. How come there's people to do that? And then that kid in Highland Park is conducting an on-air clinic, an online clinic about killing lots of people. And I didn't see anything. I saw that. It kind of bothered me. I thought, geez, that's really sick. But nobody does anything.
I like the way The Richmond police chief kept referring to the person that called in the tip as a hero citizen. Kind of sort of stepping on the accelerator there because the two arrested were illegal aliens. They found these guys. One of them had two rifles, a handgun, 223 rounds of ammunition.
What were they upset about?
You know, we don't know yet. This is a new story.
We let them in the country. What are they? Why are they still
no,
mad?
They're illegal aliens. So
right, but they're here.
There are reports that they were deported several times and continued to re-enter the country illegally. So maybe they were frustrated that they couldn't get to stay. I don't know.
The government officials constantly say the border's closed. So how could that happen?
Yeah, and that's why a million people have entered the U.S. since Biden's been president.
No, the border's closed. I saw the guy on TV the other day. He said so.
Speaking of the border, we can talk about that when we come back because the head of the whole border operation is the head of the Department of Homeland Security. His name is Alejandro Mayorkas.
He is.
Wait till you hear what he said recently about the surge at the border. It's, of course, got nothing to do with Biden border policies and reversing everything that Trump did.
These people are such clowns.
Well, he's an operative. He's supposed to make it look like we're doing something, but instead keep the borders wide open. That's his part to play.
Nobody's falling for this. Nobody's believing any of this. John and Ken show.
Hey, a reminder, the day after tomorrow, we bring back the Moist Line. It will not have played for 2 weeks, so you can leave messages, get some fresh ones in there. There's always a backlog we have to drain out of the Moist Line tank. You can do it through the iHeartRadio app, a little microphone you can use to talk back to the show, or you can call 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. You're going to like this story coming up at 4 o'clock, because apparently it really got Governor Greaseball's spokesholes worked up. There's a reporter with an outfit called Cal Matters who broke the news that the Newsoms are apparently in Montana. What's wrong with that? Well, Montana's a do-not-travel-to state.
No state business can be conducted in Montana. No tax money.
There's a list of states that California has that you're not supposed to, if you're a state worker or conducting in state business, you're not to go there. Because, it's a no-no.
Because we have decided that they do not have proper LGBTQ+ policies.
Yes, and you would think, because the response is, well, this wasn't official business. If you really believe this was important, you wouldn't go there for personal reasons either.
No.
What a phony!
By the way, is he going up there with no security? Anybody believe that?
That's another good question.
Anybody believe there's no staff members available? Anybody? Of course not. And when you see the spokeshole responses and the serious dancing that they do, and they immediately get very abusive, and they go on the offense.
All right, so we will...
They're fake outrage.
We will get into all this dippity-doo nonsense coming up after the news. At 4 o'clock. He doesn't care. He's on his way to becoming president.
Yes.
That's just a petty California talk point thing. I don't really care. I have raised my profile.
He's such...
But it's funny because he's pointed out that states like Florida, not good on the LGBTQ+ issues, and yet there he goes to Montana.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. Montana's a nice state, though. Nice outdoor stuff.
Who knows? Who can keep track of this?
We move to the border. I'm kind of surprised that the media covers this at all, even though it's unbelievable how many migrants are inside the United States. And, of course, they're not tracked. They're told maybe to come back for hearings, but that's not going to happen. ABC's This Week on Sunday, the guest was the Homeland Security Secretary. This guy is something else. Alejandro Mayorkas, whose job is to basically let the border be wide open, but pretend it isn't. And he's very bad at this because when he speaks, it often doesn't make sense. And he doesn't do a very good job of trying to cover up the real operation.
He's like a male version of Kamala Harris.
And he's got the big bald head. Looks like Jeff Bezos. I can't get over when I first glance at him. I think it's Jeff Bezos.
Right.
Isn't it close? The same bald head with those big eyebrows?
Well, you know, a lot of bald guys all look alike.
Because he's completely cue ball.
Yeah.
But I'm about the eyes and the eyebrows. It remind me of Bezos, too.
Well, he knows he's lying. This is what's fascinating. All these public officials, there's like no shame anymore, right?
So
they don't even try to do a dance.
So he comes on this show. The anchor is Martha Raddatz. Well, she's been around a long time. Yeah. Anyway, so she's asking him, of course, about the wide open border. And the first thing he tries to tell us is, oh, no, the U.S. is just one of many countries that face a massive influx of migrants. Well, I don't think it's as bad anymore. Europe, remember they were being overrun by migrants out of North Africa? Is that still happening? I saw a story about Spain that some more people drowned trying to cross into Spain. But remember a few years back?
A few years back, it was, I believe,
they were trying
Syrians.
To figure out what to do with them. There were so many. Yeah. That's right. It was Syrians.
Yeah, North Africans were storming into Italy. The Syrians were getting into Germany and Eastern Europe.
I know because Syria was really, and it was just blowing up all over the place.
Because the Polish put up a 50-foot fence around their country to block
them
out.
Right, the Poles did keep them out. That's right. They were.
They did whatever all the idiots in this country said. You can't really do that. It just doesn't work. No, they did it. It worked.
So we're going to listen to his answer here because he throws in a couple of good ones besides what I just mentioned, that this is not unique to the U.S. Here we go.
I think that we are doing a good job. We need to do better. We are focused on doing more, and we are doing it with our partners to the south. This is a phenomenon that not only the United States is experiencing. Colombia now has more than 2 million Venezuelans within its borders. Costa Rica has indicated that 2% of its population is Nicaraguan, and that might rise to 5%. The migration that is occurring throughout the hemisphere is reflective of the economic downturn, increase in violence throughout the region, the result of the COVID-19 pandemic, the results of climate change. We're really in a regional challenge, and we are addressing it with our regional partners.
Wow.
They love the term regional partners.
That was a big squat there, wasn't it?
That was. What a list. Nothing to do with the Biden reversing all the Trump policies and telling the world, come.
I don't think one flush would handle that one. No, by the way, does Martha Raddatz just sit there like a stone? I mean, did the reporters...
Does his bald head glow when he lies like this? Do you think it turns red? Like there's some sort of a strange color change?
Like those moon rocks?
Yeah, exactly right. You can tell whether we're... Blue means truth, red is a big lie.
Wow, that was flashing neon red. There.
Holy wow. It looks like Dr. Evil from the Austin Powers.
The thing is, the reporter, she just sits there. Do they ever get tired of being...
Yeah, no challenge, huh?
Do they ever get tired of being lied to? She's probably in the tank, likes open borders, right? She's probably totally a progressive stooge. But still, just for your own personal dignity, how can you sit there and constantly be lied to? And then show up the next week and do it again. Have some dope from the administration come on and lie to you, and you sit there with your head bobbing up and down. Violence, climate change, instability, our partners.
It's 1 degree warmer than last summer. I'm leaving this country.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't have this 2 years ago. So what's the heat wave the last 2 years?
So look at what he cited. Colombia now has more than 2 million Venezuelans within its borders. Well, I think everybody's trying to get out of Venezuela. That's like a corrupt communist government.
It's communist government. The economy's really busted. Their inflation rate is like, I think, like 7,000% a day or something.
It's ridiculous.
And you know what? But this is the new thing he's doing, Biden's doing, or the administration is. Who knows what's left of Biden? Is to say, well, everybody's suffering from illegal immigration. Well, everybody is suffering from inflation. It's just a point everywhere else. As in fact, they do this here now with the crime statistics, right? Are way up. Oh, yes, but the crime is up all over the country. It's up in all these other cities.
Yes,
that's nothing to do with anything. You're in charge of here. Take care of here. The people in Costa Rica have to take care of there. It's infuriating. And the same ritual goes on. How every Sunday, all the networks have these stupid shows, and the people from these administrations come on as ba 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 ba, and it's all nonsense and lies. And the anchor sits there,
Wow. I guess he figured he had to do this because that horrible story of the 53 migrants that died in the tractor trailer in San Antonio. It's like, you better go on some new show and do a dance.
That came and went, right? And look how the world stops, you know, when seven people died in Highland Park, right? And that was terrible. But 53 people died coming over the border, and that came and went. Nobody thought twice. I read that like 54 people got shot in Chicago over the weekend. Chicago's just down the road from Highland Park. 54 people and got a couple headlines.
New York City had quite a July 4th weekend of shootings, too.
So it's weird how selective people's outrage is, or their sympathy, or, you know, their criticism or their interest. I like most of the politicians, I guess the general public really doesn't care.
Well, people are fascinated by mass shootings because it's like a horror movie.
Yeah, but that,
it's like a nightmare. It really does kind of resonate with people's fears. Whereas 25 people shot in 22 separate incidents, how are you really going to cover that, right?
So it's not really about the loss of life. People don't really care
It's about the sensationalism.
Right.
Of it.
It's about a story that resonates emotionally with people more than the loss of life.
Let's be honest. Probably a lot of those shootings in Chicago were like gang members. Whereas this was just poor people staring at a parade, right? That also resonates with people. That could be me. I went to a July 4th parade. I could have been shot by some nut on a rooftop. But these other murders, but that's really the core of the problem. That's why we talk about George Gascon, criminal justice policies. The people that are getting killed the most weekend after weekend are living in these lower income neighborhoods in these big cities, but it doesn't get much media attention. Instead, what's the latest? Apparently in Akron, Ohio, I guess the cop shot an unarmed man who was shooting at them from his car first. I don't know if you saw that little detail. And then eventually, when they kill him, he doesn't have the gun on him, but he had a gun in the car.
Yeah, I know. No, but the first headlines were he shot an unarmed man. And then later on, it's like, well, all right, he was shooting at them. Then
he was shooting
the
at
gun.
Them during the chase, right. Okay. So they certainly knew he had a gun.
Sit and down,
just because he didn't have it on him when they went after him.
Sit down, shut up. Nice try.
All right, when we come back, well, actually after 4 o'clock, Governor Dippity-Doo really stepped in the doo-doo this time. Of course, most of the media ignores it, but he went to Montana. And that's a no-no because official travel, when you're involved with the California government, is forbidden to the state of Montana. We'll talk about that after 4.
John and Ken.
717,000 signatures were turned in about an hour ago to the L.A. County Registrar of Voters. Those are the signatures collected to recall from office the L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon. We'll be talking to Eric Sadal after 5 o'clock with the Association of L.A. County Deputy DAs. I was talking to someone over the weekend living in Illinois, and they were asking me about the Gascon story. And when I told them that like over 90% of the deputy DAs who voted, by the way, this person was an attorney, so he was interested in the story, voted in favor of removing Gascon from office, his eyes just like popped out of his head. He couldn't believe it.
It's never happened.
It's never happened.
It's never happened in the whole country.
Imagine being that repudiated by your own staff. That over 90% want you removed.
The only people who like him are all these weird public defenders he brought in to run his administration.
And
the activists. But all of the
and the El Segundo Times editors and...
Well, remember when they did a breakdown of the internal vote? It was 12 deputy DAs voted to support Gascon. 12.
Oh, the number was 12?
Yeah. Yeah.
I know a percentage didn't vote, but that was small, too.
Right, right. But out of those who voted, it was he had 12 votes.
All right. This story was passed along to us, Deborah Mark.
I can hardly wait.
I think we mentioned this story when it was an arrest story back in December of 2019. And, of course, it comes from Florida. We got a vegan couple. They've been convicted of first-degree murder for abusing and neglecting their 4 children, and one of them died of malnutrition and dehydration. Their 18-month-old son. The other children were also malnourished and underweight.
You don't hear that with meat-eating families, do you?
We hear other things.
They were only consuming raw fruits and vegetables.
My kids ate meat, by the way, and dairy products.
Are you sure? Because we'll report them.
I am positive.
All right.
Yes. I'm the only vegan in the family.
Does your family give you a hard time about all this?
Some members have.
Your son has to.
He accepts it. My husband, the only thing is my husband gets annoyed when we go to a restaurant and I make sure, and I say a couple times, that's vegan, right? Or there's no dairy, no animal products, right?
You take 20 minutes to order,
not
don't
20
you?
20 minutes. But you know what? I just say, you know what? Just ignore me. You don't have to listen. It doesn't involve you. It has nothing to do with you. This is me.
Oh, I would love to have audio of you ordering something complicated off the menu and asking 100 questions. Because dishes have lots of ingredients. You have to go through every ingredient.
Okay, no, I'm not that crazy. But there is a place... Okay, and I'm just going to say I ordered garlic edamame. And I said, oh, this is vegan, right? There's no garlic butter. Nope, nope. Are you sure? Yeah. Okay. Then I go back. So I order it. I go back to the same restaurant a couple months later, and I just, again, I say, vegan, right? Oh, no, no, this is made with butter. I said, wait a second. Oh. I was here a month ago, you guys said, oh, no, I'm going to go back. I'm going to talk to the chef. The lady comes back, and she says, no, it's always made with butter. This is not okay.
I would have gone in the car and drove home.
did you have to do a cleanse?
I was upset.
You were poisoned.
You were poisoned
with butter.
And that's happened before many times. Oh. People don't, they tell you.
Tricked.
I've been tricked.
Okay, because how many times do you want to deal with that if you're a waiter or a waitress? Is it vegan? Well, what's in this?
Okay,
what's
you
in
should
that?
Know
it's
like, if
no,
there's
it's
butter.
Vegan. It's fine, lady. Here, don't worry about it. It's all vegan.
No, they don't even use the vegan word. No, there's no dairy. No, I'm sure. I'm telling you, there's no butter.
What if you had a dangerous allergy?
Exactly,
or something?
And that's what I said. I did say that. I said, you know, you guys told me before
nobody's
that there
allergic
was
to butter.
Dairy products. People are allergic to dairy products.
Yeah, I fart a bit more.
What?
I don't know if that qualifies as a...
Oh, yeah, you can have lactose intolerance, I suppose.
Maybe it doesn't qualify.
It's not
qualify
exactly an allergy.
What do you do when you eat broccoli, Ken?
You belch.
Hey, please, I know it all.
Yeah. This is a great story coming out of the Roe v. Wade decision. A dope that worked for a company called Universal Music Group. This is fantastic. Refused to work because he was mourning the decision. They fired his ass. Michael Lopez, a production coordinator for something called Universal Music Enterprises. He is now blasting the company. This isn't Roe v. Wade, but he says they're anti-gay. He's a queer brown person, and they fired him during Pride Month for speaking up in defense of abortion rights. Holy mackerel. You want to go work for an activist group if this is your life?
Can you imagine working with somebody like that, and they're prattling on all day about the woke issue of du jour? It's like, yeah, I know, yeah, oh, rights are being violated. Jeez.
Could you imagine saying, hey, Michael, would you turn in that memo you promised today on the music research you're doing? I can't. I'm in mourning. Mourning over what? Did somebody die in your family? No, Roe v. Wade. I can't work. Are you kidding me? Hit the road. There's the door.
I heard there's a company. Somebody told me where they let go about 80 people, and they let go all the woke people. they just fired the Department of Woke because nobody could take it anymore. And they realized you can't live like this.
I saw a story. I forget what state it was in. Some coffee shop that was run by like a family, but it got taken over by woke employees. And they were demanding so many things, including they wanted an interest in the profits. And the family just said, that's it. We're shutting down. We've had it. No more. I'm not going to deal with these people anymore.
Because
we quit.
It'll never stop. You give in on one of their wacky demands just to be nice and play along, and then there's five more, and the next week there's 10 more, and then they're marching. It's like, you know, better to go out of business. There's no way to live. Because you know what? A lot of these issues, most people just don't care. They just don't care.
Well, it doesn't get in the top 10, right?
Or even the top 100. It's not what people talk about. It's not what people are worried about in life. You know what they're worried about? They're worried about their money right now. That's what they're worried about.
Here's another quick, funny story dealing with the fallout of Roe v. Wade. And I'll read this exactly as it's written. Since the Supreme Court decision to reverse Roe v. Wade, women and people with uteruses have been scrambling to delete their period tracking apps. Women and people with uteruses. I thought about that. I said, wait a minute. I guess there could be a person with the uterus that identifies as a man.
Uh-huh. You're right.
They're afraid that the government might use their period tracking app to determine how far along they are in a pregnancy, I guess. This is hard to believe. They're really worked up, and they want to make sure the company can hide their digital data.
The government is going to be tracked. Do you know what the name of the app is? Did you notice?
No.
I'm not making this up. Flow.
Oh, it's right.
F-L-O.
That's funny.
Yes, you're right. It is F-L-O.
Flo. Come on.
We used to always say our Aunt Flo is coming to town.
Oh, is that the code name?
Yeah, that was back in the day.
Aunt Flo.
Oh, is that right? That's what that meant?
Yeah.
Oh, then that's probably where they thought of it. The company wants to assure that they will never let any data leak. There's another bad word there. Out to any government authority.
There's another piece of news that I don't want to deal with.
When we come back, it's Governor Dippity-Doo, Governor Greaseball is in the news because it took a little bit of detective work by a reporter with Cal Matters to find out that Newsom is in Montana. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be in Montana because that's a do-not-go state if you're doing official California business. We'll talk about this hypocrisy coming up.
John and Ken. Deborah Mark has the news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
You will fail. So what? Everybody does. But your gym, your watch, your yoga pants, they pretend you won't. So when you miss a day, eat the pancakes, give up on a workout, you failed? Seriously, what the hell? We're BODi. We've been a part of that too, but not anymore. At BODi, we're rejecting perfection and embracing reality. Not in a Pizza Monday kind of way, in a loving your whole life kind of way. In a, this workout is fun and it's okay if I take a week off kind of way. In an, I'm eating healthy and it's okay if I indulge kind of way. In a, I like myself no matter what kind of way. Yeah, you will fail. We all will. But we're not gonna let that be the end. You see that? We're already making progress. So let's keep going. We are BODi. Start your free trial at BODi.com. That's BODi.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bizzle Fuma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.